Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to So Many Newton Squirrels. I'm finally back. Excuse me, from the grave. I just wanted to let you guys know I finally am going to have a posting schedule. At minimum, I'm going to have at least two episodes a month, out every other Wednesday. Sometimes I'll throw a little surprise episode in there. But I just wanted to let you know, just a heads up. This episode is mostly just gonna be me rambling while I draw, so I apologize for that. But if you wanna see what I drew, you can check it out on my Instagram at tieflings.also.wear.pants, or on my Tumblr at tieflingsalsowearpants. In addition, I live stream every so often me drawing on both my Instagram and my Twitch, which also happens to be Tieflings also wear pants. So I really hope you enjoy this episode. Let's get started. Hey guys, I'm about to get started drawing. So I just want to give you guys a heads up. I apologize for the page flipping noises. I'm actually using a book to draw right now. It's called Live, Imagine, Draw by, I cannot seem to find the author actually. But it's a pretty cool book. It's just kind of a bunch of different pages with different ideas on what to draw. So there's some really cool quotes in it. So if I come across any of the quotes while I'm flipping through so I can warm up a little bit before I do a stream, I'll let you know. Here's one. Every artist was first an amateur by Ralph Waldo Emerson. That was one of the quotes. So I'm gonna go through and just kind of draw. And so one of these pages literally just says, "Don't think, just draw." So I'm gonna doodle out some things in here. But I thought you guys would be interested in hearing what I do when I draw, especially since I haven't had a lot of content lately. I've been kind of off the radar. I have had a lot of stuff going on. I'm gonna be in a play soon. So, that is happening. I actually got a principal role, which was really shocking to me because normally that does not happen, especially to me, because my directors aren't huge fans of me sometimes. But, I mean, they still like me. It's just, we have very different religious ideals, and somehow rumors about my spirituality got spread across the school. So they tend to not always be the hugest fans of mine, but I do have a bit more of a principal role. We're doing kind of ironically the best Christmas pageant ever, which is based off of a Christian children's storybook about converting. It's literally most of the story is like, the primary turning point of the story is when the town delinquents, quote unquote, get converted to Christianity. So I'm not, me and this play aren't the bestest friends, but it's a fun one. I don't mind it too much. I just, it's a little odd to me because I'm playing a very strict old Christian woman, which is also very coincidental. It is not ironic. We're learning about the difference between coincidence and irony right now in English. And if my English teacher heard me say that, that me being pagan and playing an old Christian woman in a play was ironic, she would have my head. So, I try my best to avoid things of that sort. This head is not going very well. I tend to doodle people to warm up, so I'm trying to fix a head that I made a little fatter than I wanted it to be. And it's not going the greatest. I want this person to be a little bit more lanky. I want them to look kind of like a more human version of salad fingers. Because that was the first thing that came to mind was I'm still stuck in Halloween mode, despite the fact that we're almost halfway through November, which is shocking to me. I just really enjoy Halloween. It helps when you're goth, but so this next part is going to be a little bit of a tangent while I'm finishing up this head here, but so I ordered some new gauges earlier this week, and when they came, they were not gauges. They actually showed up a bit earlier than I expected them to. And basically, I got really excited and I opened up the packaging. Inside, I found a Trump 2020 hat, and I am very, very, very liberal. And so that was a very interesting experience for me, finding out that Amazon had sent me the wrong package. And not only was it the wrong package, but it was just very, like, depressing to me because I was so excited about this. And then it not only was it the wrong package, but it was a Trump hat of all things. So that was a really interesting part of my day yesterday, which kind of stank. But I did have a Model UN field trip yesterday and all last weekend, and over the weekend, I got to represent a Harry Potter character in a Harry Potter themed conference, and that was really, really awesome. So at least I had that happen, despite the fact that it's been a pretty junky week. If any of you are wondering why I was not posting, it was because I actually lost my grandmother to stage 4 ovarian cancer. So I spent some time off for mental health and focused a lot less on what I was posting and a lot less on my artwork. And I just gave myself a bit of a breather, especially since like school doesn't end and stuff. I had to like catch up in that. I was away from school for a little while as well to try and make sure that I was okay. I'm still working on it, of course, as most would expect. I am having a bit of trouble figuring out life right now just because of what happened. Me and my grandmother were very close, so it was odd. It's been odd without her. But on a happier note, this salad fingers like creature is looking really interesting. He's only gonna have 3 fingers, and I'm naming him Gerald. And his hands are ginormous. But so are his arms, so it's okay. His arms are really weird looking, and he's very much not of human proportion, and that's okay. It's very okay. He kind of has sloth arms. Again, I normally do humans for a warm-up, but I haven't drawn animals in a very, very long time. So I thought a little combo would be kind of nice. Gonna give him a forked tongue here. Just to my little nervous boy. I think I'm gonna put him in a comic I've been working on as well. That will mainly be on Instagram when I finally start posting it. But it's really cute. I don't want to spoil anything quite yet until I figure things out a bit more, but I think I'm gonna put him. He doesn't have teeth, fun fact. I made this design decision now. Gerald doesn't have teeth. Or hair. And he really likes turtlenecks. And that is this little rat's design. He is my rat boy. And I already love him. I love Gerald so much. Gerald Sloffman. His name is Gerald Sloffman. I'm gonna fix these arms up a little bit just so they are a bit more proportionate in a way, like, so he has some form of proportion. It's not the best proportion, but that is totally on purpose. Because the main character of my comic that I'm working on isn't human, and Gerald is gonna be his sloth-like brother. He was adopted by human parents after his parents died, and they don't know why. I decided this is my decision now. Gerald is gonna be his brother. Because he looks a bit like the other character I'm working on for this comic. And so I figure those two being brothers would be a bit understandable. And then I'm gonna give him legs and feet, but his feet are going to, so his feet are going to be quite large. And he's gonna have really long toes, and his legs always face outwards, because if he faces them forwards, his long boy toes get uncomfortable. So he is a very alien-esque boy. I am so sorry. I know I said I wouldn't be editing this episode, but I got called out for dinner, so I did end up having to edit some of this episode. But I actually just finished the sketch of Gerald. And when I was talking about the feet, I was just finishing up the toes. And I know this is a bit of a short episode, but thank you so much for joining me. I think I said it in the intro, but I'm going to be posting Gerald on my Instagram at, oh, excuse me. I'll be posting the sketch of Gerald, and then I'll be posting the full version of Gerald on my Instagram at tieflings.also.wear.pants. So I hope you guys enjoyed listening, and I hope you guys really enjoyed my little doodle. Thanks for listening.